Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is Cowboy 347, podcast producer and radio personality, and this message is for businesses in the local area. Did you know that today 100% of the population is 100% comfortable listening to voices? 73% of that 100% are full-time employees. Well, not only that, 83% of that 100% have at least $75,000 in their bank account. Are you looking to promote and articulate your system, scale your training, and scale your value? May I ask you a question? Are you tired of using a shotgun, spraying the entire world with your value, with just one post and one video, only to hit a fraction of your target? To be a helper is to be a cowboy, and I'm Cowboy 347. Take this sniper rifle. Let me syndicate your business-to-business podcast where you can boost your interpersonal marketing. Articulate to your client avatar a compelling offer through strategic content planning and boosting your marketing with the least amount of effort and the least amount of time. To be an entrepreneur is to be in sport. And we all should be trying to find something to do before something to do finds you. I'm Cowboy 347. Let's go. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, this is Cowboy 347. I believe that nothing happens on accident. I believe that we can elevate any and everything, no matter what we're subdued to. Why? Because we all are here on purpose. Yes, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, you know how I articulate these things. I give you a stick to the quicksand so that you can be motivated to be uplifted out of your mental turmoil. And I have somebody who is willing to give you a front row seat to his testimony and his purpose-driven life. Yes, Lord, I will not hold the mic too much more longer. I will allow him to introduce himself. Yes, Lord.
I'm Joseph Philip Daniel. I've traveled to over 20 nations led by Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I started seeing him out in Spain in the spirit with my spiritual eyes. And I started hearing him spiritually with my spiritual ears out there in Spain.
Wow.
And I can still see him now in the spirit, and he has led me to many deep state agents to give them words within the last 2 years here in God's U.S. Republic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that introduction was actually modest. And Brother Joseph, with that allows me to do what I do best. Yes, Lord, download the free iHeartRadio app. We're on Player FM, Deezer, Spotify. If you guys want to check out all the other syndication platforms, click the Media Club link. Yes, Lord. Joseph, I want to celebrate you. I want to say thank you. In a time of the world chronologically where there's so much collusion, where there's so much confusion, where there's so much misguidedness, but then also where there's so much dividedness, I want to say thank you for being committed to the call and being committed to the faith, to being committed to serving for the kingdom of heaven in such a tumultuous time. And with that, on this podcast, and on this stage, in front of our audience, I want to let you know that we are grateful for you as a beacon of light. Yes, Lord.
Well, thank you, God, for raising us both up to change the world.
Yes, Lord. Brother Joseph,
you are good, Father.
How did we get here today? We get here?
Jesus sent me many months ago to you to give you a word.
Right,
and there
right.
were a lot of people there, and Jesus sent me to you. They gave me different words.
And to ladies and gentlemen, just so that you guys
what can, about a baby being birthed.
Yes. Yes. Woo-hoo! Yeah. And Brother Joseph is talking about so I just had a newborn son, a new addition to the family. And how we met was after we got into a vendor bender, we needed it with a rental. We went to Enterprise and we ran into Brother Joseph and my wife. She was covered up. There's no way you could have told or speculated that she was pregnant. And the first thing we saw was Joseph on the bench, and Joseph immediately said, "You love babies. You have a baby boy coming, and he's coming fast, ladies and gentlemen."
Wow.
And I ended up finding Brother Joseph on Twitter, not just as a It blindsided me because we thought that Joseph was just someone traveling in and out of the state because it's Washington, D.C., just like how we was. But I ended up running into him on Twitter and seeing him serving God at a high level, at a high rate, converting.
Yes, Lord. Imagine every day for a year meeting up to share buildings and consumables to take your Yuba product to the next level. Join Compound 99. To be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. To be a cowboy is to be a helper. We are looking for 30 creators, entrepreneurs. Schedule a call to see if you qualify. Find something to do before something to do finds you. Yes, Lord.
Prayer, right, in live time with some of the biggest politicians, entrepreneurs in the surrounding area of Washington, D.C. And it blew my mind, and I had to reach out to him, and I had to fellowship with him in front of you guys to kind of like, keep God on the forefront of this platform. But not only that, lift him up, because he made me smile seeing him serving the Lord with so much confidence and courage in the world that we live in today. So, Brother Joseph, what is it that you do now? What is it that you, what is your purpose in full, so that the audience can get to know you a little bit?
I got to say what King Jesus wants me to say. I got to do what he wants me to do and get lots of treasures in heaven. I got to complete the mission that God has for me to complete on the earth before I leave my body and go live in paradise.
Wow.
And have my eternal life with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit and all those who are there now.
When it comes to right, the spirit, right? It comes to us in a broken place, right? It says the spirit comes to us in a broken
desperation.
What was the desperation?
Back in 2007, during a soccer match, I tore my left ACL. And so depression set in soon after that. And I started reading three chapters in the Old Testament and one in the New after being encouraged by a faith leader in Illinois that year to do so. And I wasn't an avid Bible reader at all.
Wow.
And that was back in 2007. And I'm 37 now.
Yes, Lord.
So that was when the journey began, and a move from just reading the Bible and praying at God to, in 2009, seeing Jesus and hearing him tell me prophecies that were being fulfilled on a daily basis, just in my own personal life. He would tell me to go to certain stores and see certain people that he would describe in detail before I'd even walk in, and boom, there they were, over and over again. He would tell me to walk down streets, and he would tell me different things that I would see, and boom, I would see them. And that went on for maybe over a month out in Spain in 2009 before he released me to start giving words to different people.
Wow.
I was so confident in hearing him tell me something about the future in my own life. I was just as confident to hear him tell me something about the future in somebody's life who I happen to be by.
Wow.
So me being directed by the Lord to talk to you that day has just been one small, amazing piece of the journey that I've been on for over 13 years, since 2009. That's when it started.
That's awesome.
That's when Jesus became real to me and moved from just reading about him and reading about different people experiencing him in the New Testament to actually having those same types of experiences now in our era, in our day.
Right. So you was in Spain. Was you playing soccer in Spain or?
Oh yeah, between 2009 and 2012, I played on three different soccer teams.
Wow.
And I would train so many hours a week during different periods of time out there. But I became a prophet. Going there in 2009, I didn't know that you could even be a prophet. But right. I started hearing the Lord tell me different words of knowledge and different words of prophecy. And I learned that you could have that. And I learned about what those things were because I would study the Bible. Hmm. And the anointing taught me. The anointing taught me. I didn't learn anything from man.
Yes. Yes. You. So
much out there.
Say it again.
I didn't learn anything from anybody really out there. It was the anointing that taught me the things that I know now. You know, the things about the gifts of the Spirit and how to operate with them. The understanding of how to fellowship with the Spirit, how to see Jesus like we're commanded to in Hebrews 12:2. Yes. And in Acts 2:25, it's written that King David would see the Lord continually to his right hand. So now I can experience that. Thanks be to God.
And
if
I just
you have a pure heart, if you really want to seek the face of Jesus over and over again, you can do it to the point where you can actually see him if it's God's will.
Yes, Lord.
In the spirit, with their spiritual eyes, you can see him.
So now with that, man, amazing journey. That's an amazing testimony. What is the, and then thank you so much for telling us the end goal before leaving Earth, your duties here.
Yes, I plan on reaching billions for King Jesus, billions before I go to paradise, billions, and through the internet, I can do it with God's help. I don't care about a Rolls Royce and a private jet and a $25 million mansion.
Yeah.
Joe Osteen and Joyce Meyer and Kenneth Copeland and CeeDee Jakes and many others have been soliciting for years off and on to get millions of dollars for their greedy desires. Not me. Right. I don't need to wear $1,000 pair of sneakers.
Right, right, right. And that's my next
one. I got Jesus. I got God. I got the Holy Spirit. I got faith. That's more valuable than all the bitcoins, all the gold, and everything else in the world. My faith is more valuable than everything on the earth.
Yeah,
that's what I'll take to Judgment Day. The faith that will get rewarded with many treasures. I got many treasures waiting for me because of all the years that I've been obedient to the voice of the Lord. You only get rewarded for things that the Lord leads you to say and do. Everything else will be burned in the testing fire. Everything.
Yeah. The power behind that is that with your journey, you've really been covering ground with your Twitter. I don't know if you have Facebook. I don't know if you have anything else. But your Twitter,
X is the main vector that God has used through me to make a very, very devastating impact, not just in the spiritual realm against the demons, but against the Jacobin Illuminati cult leaders.
And what has
the World Economic Forum cult leaders and against the American deep state cult leaders inside the information war that we're in?
So what has the notoriety been like being that boisterous on X, you know, spiritually, right?
Many people have blocked me. Many trolls have attacked. Well, thanks be to God. I'm staying strong.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, and now how do you stay? Now this is for ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are in the world, you know, this is kind of like, this is a super amazing episode. This is like a Joe Rogan episode because this brother's not afraid to talk about the truth. I want to know for those that are out there listening, I want to know, how do you stay strong, Joseph? Right?
I got to stay poor in spirit. I got to stay meek. I got to stay focused on Jesus and just with a sober mind realize that he's in control and I just have to yield to him.
And this is how you deal with
the most powerful way to attack Satan on a day-to-day basis is to be obedient to the voice of the Lord. And
Lord, this is Cowboy 347, and it's 2024. May I ask you a couple of questions? Do you feel like you're called to ministry? As an individual, do you know you have a voice, but you also know that you're not being heard? Are you an undiscovered genius, all because you don't have time to spend on anything else but posting, opposed to actual production? Well, to be a cowboy is to be a helper, and I'm Cowboy 347. Please, let me help you. Through my syndication platform, NC347, we will unpack all the strenuous tasks of ID3 tagging, audio production, audio editing, which requires 24-hour turnaround, removal of ums and ahs, but most importantly, posting your content on all the well-known national syndication platforms. Can I make a suggestion? Create, don't wait. Through our partnership, we will discover your sweat equity and make you a beacon of light. It's better to find something to do before something to do finds you. Yes, Lord.
Every small thing, whether you eat or drink, you do it in the Lord's name. Whether you go to a public place or stay at home, do it in the Lord's name so you get protected.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And get rewarded at the same time. Apart from him that brings any glory to God and any glory to himself and any glory to the Holy Spirit. I got to live on his every word, not just on the food of this world and on the beverages of this world around us.
Right. And I have a question here for you.
What do you want me to do? Jesus, where do you want me to go? I'm here for you. I need to hear your voice. I got to live on it. I don't live on this planet for myself. I live on it for you, Jesus. Where do you want me to go today? What do you want me to say?
Do you feel?
Don't worry about what to say. I'll give you the words, basically.
Mm. That's, do you feel drained? How do you stay charged up to continue? Is it a lot of energy?
It's staying in the spirit. Staying in the spirit is staying out of your mind, only having thoughts that God wants you to have. If you happen to have a demonic thought because the demon is tormenting your mind, let Jesus fight the battle. Jesus, fight that, and boom, it will go.
Wow.
Take every thought captive so your mind is under the control of God and you operate in the mind of Christ, not in your sinful mind. That's very important.
That's how you stay charged and stay energized and you continue your harmonious flow in the spirit, because
I have a microphone in my ear. Go there, Joseph. Go there. Speak to that person. Okay, go here. All right, let's go eat over here, Joseph. Okay, let's go to this place, Joseph. Okay, let's go. Like, I have to keep hearing him daily.
And that's awesome.
Or else I just can't function because I'm so far gone. I'm so close to him. I have to stay connected. There's no other where to go now. There's no other place to go. It's like all those disciples that were faced with that one thing that they were facing with Jesus. And one of the guys was like, where can I go?
Right.
You have the words.
Right. And
from God, basically, said to Jesus, I mean, I have nothing else now to do but the will of God. I'm so close to them. To God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, they've displayed their power so many times through my life. I have no other choice but to follow them. I can't care about money. I can't care about my public image. I can't care about anything in this world now.
What does that courage come from? The fear? You know,
it's
like
supernatural. It's supernatural.
Not like, you know, like Peter, when you hear.
Oh, you know, like when he walked on the water, it was a boldness that came upon him. That same boldness has come upon me.
And you know how he did, you know how the testimony in terms of.
Oh, and what was the one thing that he messed up on? He started focusing on the world instead of keeping his eyes fixed on King Jesus.
Okay.
That's important. That's a key to take away from the whole passage. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't care about the world around you. Don't let the world around you affect you more than King Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
Ladies and
you.
gentlemen, I hope you guys are listening intentful. I wish this was actually an hour long. We spoke before this and we said that we was gonna do this in person on stage.
Yeah, I plan on seeing you soon on stage, live.
Yes, Lord. But I wish that this was longer, but I hope you guys are actually seeing the sweat equity of this podcast and seeing what Brother Joseph represents as a true believer and follower in Christ and of the kingdom of heaven. Yes, sir.
And the main thing is, we must operate like the Apostle Paul did, where he didn't use persuasive words in different times to convert different people to God. He demonstrated the power of the Spirit.
Oh,
So
man.
if you go to my X feed, the X handle is at Joseph P. Daniel 1. There are different prophecies, like one that was posted by the Spirit leading me to post it in 2021. And that one is about Roe v. Wade being overturned, and it manifested, it fulfilled that prophecy. It's right there on the feed, and there are many prophecies that have fulfilled that God has led me to post onto the X platform.
Awesome. Before we go, though, in terms of your hobbies, right? What do you do for fun, right? What do you do?
Oh, I played a lot of soccer this year.
So you're still doing what you love to do. You're just doing it with the Lord. So you
Oh,
don't,
yeah.
yes, Lord. See, I'm so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so overwhelmed with joy to see this brother. My wife was super excited for this episode. I can't wait for her to hear us fellowship.
Thank you, God, for her life. Use her and your husband powerfully this year, God, to change many lives. Thank you for sending me to this podcast, King Jesus. You're
Yes,
a
Lord.
good God.
Yes, Lord. Man, Brother Joseph, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tag all of his information. I'm going to tag his information into this episode. But Brother Joseph, where can people find you?
On X, Joseph Philip Daniel is my name with two L's and Philip, and then the X handle is Joseph P as in Paul, Daniel 1. Joseph P. Daniel 1.
Okay. What is some advice you have that you want to give before we get out of here?
Seek Jesus, his face, with everything, day after day, as long as you're awake. And if you don't hear his voice, seek him and trust God to the point where it will happen. Because it will eventually, if you trust him long enough. If you're a certain type of person, it will happen. The Lord has made that clear to me. Seek his face and do his will. He will reward us for anything that we do and say in his name. If
Brother,
we stay strong until the end and we don't fall away, we will inherit eternal life through the blood of Jesus.
Joseph, thank you for your
And
time.
we
I
will see. Okay.
appreciate you. Yes, Lord, this is Cowboy
Brother, I love you.
347. I believe that nothing happens on accident. I believe that we can elevate anything no matter what we're subdued to. Why? Because we all are here on purpose. And let's get smarter by the day. Yes, Lord. Man, Brother Joseph.